All right, we're here with Chase Sexton. Chase, another good day for you, I believe. 2-6, I believe, on the day for third overall. Yeah. Obviously, you know, ending on a positive note again, being on the podium. So, you know, how stoked are you, you know, to finish the season off on a high note?
Yeah, it was definitely good to get two podiums in a row. I actually went 2-5, but I got docked. I waited, and it was the safest way to get back on the track, but they docked me anyways, so it didn't affect the overall. But, yeah, 2-6 on the day. It was I was in second, the second moto I saw AP. I think I caught him quite a bit, and I was like, well, I got one chance, so I was like, I got to make it happen. And I went for it. It didn't quite work out, but, you know, it's good to end on the podium. Still going for that win, but we'll get it next year.
Where'd you go down? Did you go down, or did you stall, or
I went down 6 times, so I couldn't really pinpoint.
That's
which,
it.
I can't really pinpoint every one of them, but yeah, it was definitely a crazy race.
How crazy was the track today? I mean, obviously from first practice to that last moto, it changed tremendously.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that?
I think it actually got worse. It got really like thick. And it was the gnarliest mud race I've ridden. So it was nice to be able to get on the podium, like to have that race. But yeah, it was definitely good to get on the podium with how the track was. So I'm excited for the off season and make some improvements and get those wins in 2019.
How big were the starts for you today? I think I believe if I looked at the practice times correct, I believe you were way down. I maybe had to use your top 10 in the series to get in, obviously, because the B practice was just so much better track wise. But man, you freaking ripped out the start both motos, really.
Yeah, actually practice I qualified 5th in my practice, which put me 20th. So I mean, it wasn't as bad as some of the guys having to use their seed to get in, but no, starts were really good. I found no one took the second from inside gate the first moto. I went in there and got a really, really good start. I was 3rd gate from the inside second moto and got another great start. So took me the last race to get good starts, but made it happen.
How big was it for you this year to get all the way through Supercross and Motocross, put together a nice consistent season?
Yeah.
Obviously lots of podiums. How big was that for you in your career at this stage?
Yeah, it was definitely a really good building year for me. 6 podiums, and yeah, didn't quite get the win I wanted, but I got a career number, so that's good to check off. And yeah, made it through the season healthy, which is the big part, I think. Staying healthy lets you build, and you're not able to build when you're on the couch. So it's good to get a nice season under me and ready for off season. And I'd like to get a lot of race wins next year and be a contender for the championship. I know it's a lot to ask, but I really think I'm capable of it, and I think I've showed that the last 2 nationals.
What's your off season plans? You got anything fun lined up?
Yeah. I'm actually going to get – I'm getting the rod out of my femur from when I broke it in Atlanta. But besides that, I'm going to come back to Illinois, I think, and ride some of the tracks I grew up on. And then, get the rod out of my leg. And from there, just start training. And I actually have to go – I'm going to Ken Roczen's wedding, and then going to Des Nations to watch, and Formula One race in Austin. So I have a couple things planned. But, mainly just get back to the grind after a couple of weeks off, or actually probably a month off. So I'll be ready to go get back to it.
All right, well, hey, thanks for taking the time for us. Good luck with getting the rod out, and then go have a little fun after there. It's well deserved.
Yeah.